T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood has moved 2 blocks south of their old location. Get there now. All right, so let me take a break from the team that lost 40-0 last night and talk about the team that is 6-0 and ranked number 8 in college football, because we have the voice of the Miami Hurricanes on the line, Joe Zagacki, who is up in Chapel Hill. Joe, first and foremost, I can only imagine how beautiful it is in Chapel Hill this time of year. What's the weather like up there?
Oh, it's spectacular. What a beautiful night for high school football in North Carolina. The temperature is going to be about, 50 degrees tonight, clear skies, just a beautiful night. And tomorrow expected to have a nice, clear, serene sky for kickoff with temperature at about 65 degrees tomorrow at noon. So, yeah, just a beautiful fall Friday night. Some of the leaves are starting to turn. The Halloween decorations are out here in North Carolina, so it's beautiful.
Joe, you know, with UNC, it's been really Murphy's Law for this team. They lost a ton of good players from last year. They've lost a ton of players this year, scholarship players due to injury for the season, and it's why they're 1-7 and why they're 0-5 in the ACC. But is there anything that this team still does well? Is there anything that could make North Carolina dangerous tomorrow?
Well, you never... What could make them dangerous is Miami not respecting their opponent,
right?
And Miami not coming ready and motivated to play, and Miami being sloppy with the ball. What would make them dangerous is Miami doing all the things that they have not done this year. I think Miami has done a very good job of playing with intensity this season, done a very good job of creating takeaways, done a great job of protecting the football. But if they don't do those things, then you give North Carolina the opportunity to feel like, hey, maybe this is our day. This is our day, and we get this game in the fourth quarter, then there's more hope for them. And, again, they'll feel like this is our chance. It's our one chance to rise up and play the role of spoiler. So I think Miami has to be on guard for those types of things. Carolina wants to run the football. They want to be a team that goes with an up-tempo offense. The quarterback, Surratt, has been battered and bruised the last couple of weeks. So be interesting to see how much he goes or how much Brandon Harris plays for them in the game tomorrow. But they have struggled, Alex, in every area imaginable.
Yeah, no question about it. And I know that it's been a big emphasis this week, right, Joe? I've seen Mark Rick say it multiple times. We are not overlooking this team. We're not in position to overlook this team because, yeah, Miami is 6-0, but they have had a ton of close games. They've needed comebacks in some of these games to win.
Yeah, probably because Miami just doesn't have enough firepower overall to blow out some of these teams. Now, you would look at it and say, well, wait a minute, you got Jeff Thomas and Deontay Mullins and Lawrence Cager and Amon Richards, but really the receiving core, as good as the names are on paper, have been, quite honestly, for the most part, inconsistent.
Yeah.
Now, Darryl Langham's made two tremendous catches. Amon Richards has been in and out of the lineup. Could not finish the Florida State game, and really the Syracuse game had great numbers but could have been tremendous numbers. Braxton Berrios played great against Florida State, but was banged up after that game. Had, I think, one catch last week. Deontay Mullins has been okay. You know, he's been in and out of the lineup. Has just a couple of catches. So I think they probably need to be more consistent there. And the running back situation, Travis Homer, has been very good since Walton has gone down. But the offensive line by no means is overpowering. Navon Donaldson should be back tomorrow. Miami's greatest strength has been scoring from distance, not scoring from in close, which is kind of interesting.
Well, Joe, at tight end, we did see Chris Herndon really have a coming out party last week, a career high in catches and in yards. Do you think that could be the tip of the iceberg for him? Because this was, I think you and I spoke about this last week, that around this time last year was when David Njoku really broke out. Could we be seeing the same for Herndon?
Well, he's Miami's leading receiver right now. And the thing about Herndon that makes him special is he can play so many positions. He can play in the backfield. He can play flexed out at tight end. He can play on the end of the line of scrimmage. He can run a variety of routes. So because Herndon just has the mental capacity to handle a lot of offense, I think that makes him more valuable, and that gets him in a position to catch more passes. And I do think that Mark Richt and Malik Rozier has done a good job of spreading it out, whether it's Herndon or Richards or Thomas or Berrios. You just like to have that collection all at the same time. And maybe tomorrow that'll be the case, because Amon Richards did have a good week of practice. Herndon had a good week of practice, and so did Braxton Berrios.
You know, Joe, I can remember before the season started, so much talk from Manny Diaz about wanting to increase turnovers forced by the defense. And, you know, four interceptions last week, and I'm sure the turnover chain was part of that plan to really even motivate these guys further. Do you expect we could see the turnover chain make several appearances tomorrow?
Well, Carolina's really struggled throwing interceptions, playing two quarterbacks, so I do think that there'll be opportunities for interceptions, no question about it. North Carolina also announced that one of their running backs, I believe it's Carter, will not play tomorrow. So that reduces their depth at running back. But the interceptions, I think, if Miami does a good job of pressuring the quarterback, which is one of their strengths, these quarterbacks will throw the ball up for grabs. And their receivers are not in the same class as they were a couple of years ago when they had three, four, five outstanding receivers with great size and speed. Ratliff Williams is one of their top receivers. In fact, their leading receiver is their running back, to be honest with you. They have Cunningham, who played his high school football at university school, started off at Vanderbilt and transferred in to North Carolina. But I don't think that their receivers or their tight ends are of the same caliber that they've had the last several years.
Well, Joe, have a great call tomorrow, high noon. Joe Zigacki, Don Bailey Jr., Josh Darrow will have the call right here on this radio station. I'll have pregame coverage starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, so we will have wall-to-wall Miami Hurricanes, North Carolina Tar Heels coverage starting bright and early tomorrow morning. Joe, enjoy the call and enjoy that beautiful autumn weather up there in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's the coolest weather that I've experienced since what? I guess March or April. So it's nice. And what are you camping out? You have an early start tomorrow.
Yeah, baby. I'm going to open up Milam's tomorrow, Joe. They give me the keys to the grocery store. I'm going to be the first guy in tomorrow.
Okay. Very good. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow, Alex. Thank
Absolutely,
you.
Joe. I love that. And man, you know,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.